It's not enough that you made me watch that movie, but now you mock me with it? Gentlemen, I have a question about dating and relationships.
You told me you were going to have the talk with him.
I've been waiting for someone to have the talk with me.
More to the point, it's about finding a way to keep Leonard and Stephanie together.
Oh, I don't think you can.
Why not?
Look at Leonard's record, 27 days with Joyce Kim.
During which he defected to North Korea.
2 booty calls with Leslie Winkle.
For which she awarded him the nickname Speed of Light Leonard.
And a 3-hour dinner with Penny.
Which would have been 2.5 if they ordered the souffle when they sat down.
Based on the geometric progression, his relationship with Stephanie should have ended after 20 minutes.
Yes, I'm aware of the math. Y equals 27 days over 12 to the nth. The issue remains. How do we circumvent his inevitable rejection?
Well, if you want to guarantee his appeal to Stephanie, your best bet would be to kill all the other men on the planet.
I'll tell you what you shouldn't do. Don't spritz them with that body spray from the commercial where the women undress when they smell it. That doesn't work at all. No matter how much you put on.
So that's all you've got? Apocalyptic genocide and go easy on the cologne?
Yes. Yeah.
Penny. Penny.
What?
Penny.
Zucchini bread.
Oh, thank you.
May I come in?
No.
Yeah. I see. Apparently my earlier inquiry regarding you and Leonard crossed some sort of line. I apologize.
Oh, thank you.
So have you and I returned to a social equilibrium?
Yes.
Great. New topic. Mm. Where are you in your menstrual cycle? I've been doing some research online, and apparently female primates, you know, apes, chimpanzees, you, they find their mate more desirable when he's being courted by another female. Now, this effect is intensified when the rival female is secreting the pheromones associated with ovulation, which brings me back to my question, where are you? Clearly, I'm 14 days too early.
All I'm saying is if they can cure yellow fever and malaria, why can't they do something about lactose intolerance?
Leonard, you're gonna have to let this go. You had a little cheese dip, you farted. I thought it was cute.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Want some more wine?
Yeah, I mean, I assume I'm not driving anywhere tonight.
What are you doing?
I have a craving for white asparagus that apparently is destined to go unsatisfied.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
I'm helping you with Stephanie.
By making constipated moose sounds?
When I fail to open this jar and you succeed, it will establish you as the alpha male. You see, when a female witnesses an exhibition of physical domination, she produces the hormone oxytocin. If the two of you then engage in intercourse, this will create the biochemical reaction in the brain, which lay people naively interpret as falling in love.
Huh. Would it work if I just punched you in the face?
Yes, actually it would, but let's see how the lid goes. I'm not strong enough, Leonard. You'll have to do it.
Oh. God's sake.
Go ahead. It's pre-loosened.
You want some help with that?
No. I got it.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. And that's not surprising. This is something I long ago came to peace with in my role as the beta male. Open it.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
No, I'm bleeding.
Like a gladiator.
Oh, honey, you're gonna need stitches.
Stitches? Mm-hmm. With a needle?
Well, yeah, I mean, just a few.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hang on a sec.
FYI, I was defrosting a steak in there. What a beautiful job Stephanie did. Yeah, I might have gone with a mattress suture instead of a blanket stitch, but you can't argue with her results. It's a shame it won't scar. The war wound is a time-honored badge of masculinity.
I can't remember a time when you weren't talking.
Just for the record, my efforts to establish you as the alpha male were not aided by you bursting into tears.
I did not burst into tears. My eyes just got a little watery.
Watery?
She stuck a needle into my hand.
Hey, how's my big cry baby?
I didn't cry.
Okay, I'm just teasing you. But yeah, you did. All right, it's all good. What do you say we get you home, put you to bed?
Oh, are you still going to spend the night?
No, I think that you probably need to rest.
She's right. As long as you're vomiting, coitus is contraindicated.
Thank you, Dr. Cooper.
You're welcome, Dr. Hofstadter.
Okay, I'm going to go get your discharge papers.
What?
You seem like a perfectly pleasant person. I can't understand why women have such a hard time loving you.
Can you open this for me?
Can I see your stitches?
Sure.
Answering the question once and for all, why Wolowitz bailed out of medical school.
Leonard, congratulations.
What for?
Your Facebook status update. Leonard Hofstadter is in a relationship.
What? No, that's not right.
Oh, man, did you switch your status before she did? Speaking as an expert, way to look needy.
Seriously? You went first after only 2 weeks? That's bold.
It's not bold. It's a mistake. I didn't change my status.
Well, then who did?
I had no choice. He cried in front of her.
You hacked my Facebook account?
Oh, it's hardly hacking when you use the same password for everything, Kal-El.
Are you insane? Now she's gonna think I'm desperate. You've destroyed this relationship. And you wanna know the worst part is you don't even understand what you did wrong because you can't conceive of something that you are not an expert in.
In which I am not...
Don't even...
Don't want to hear another word out of you.
Ooh.
What's wrong, Lassie? Timmy fall down the well?
Oh, wow. She just updated her Facebook status.
Stephanie Barnett is in a relationship with Leonard Hofstadter.
Really?
Oh, look at that. I have a girlfriend.
If I'm permitted to speak again, Dr. Sheldon Cooper, for the win.